I wanted to get further qualifications in typewriting and a higher speed in shorthand, and I needed the encouragement, which I got. And then the business department, in their wisdom, decided they'd have a shorthand teacher's course for anyone who would like to teach shorthand. And I seemed to have the aptitude for it, so I took the course. Well, I taught at the technical school, which became the technical college, and then it became the Cambridge School of Arts and Technology. It had a number of changes of names. I taught there. I had my very first class, it wasn't full time, my very first class, 1948, and I retired from teaching shorthand at the Tech, as I still called it, in 1988. So 40 years I taught Pitman's shorthand. It changed in style. It became Pitman 2000, so there was a tweak on the system, a slightly simpler way of learning the technique, the calligraphy. To duplicate anything en masse, we've got in our office a Gestetner. There's a lot of winding of a handle. We did have electricity as well, which would run off the copies, but individual ones we could do ourselves. So I had several private students who wanted to be journalists here in Cambridge. So they would come here after we'd moved. Apart from the fact we were no longer in temporary accommodation, which wasn't easy, because we had lock, stock and barrel, not that there was so much, but mother and daughter, there's plenty of stuff, even if you haven't a house to full of furniture to store, we still got belongings. And the schoolroom, the overall area, would be no bigger than this. Remember, we had to eat, sleep, cook, everything in that area. We had a backyard, which was really part of the schoolyard, but there's no school at the time. So we managed, but it was always temporary. So, of course, when the tragedy happened and Owen died, we were, I might say, going to live at Wearsley, near Gamlegate, you know it? That's where we were going to live, and I was going to help and be a sort of land girl. The farmer, mother's fiancé, had sold his farm and all the equipment and was just going to have a small holding because he was 49 when he died. So he'd still got plenty of life, but he wasn't going to be farming with horses and so on and sheep. He was just going to have a market garden because the soil out at Wearsley and Gamlingay is good.